Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hall. Live and local. Chicago Sports Talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Gilgeous Alexander driving in the lane with his spin on Kobe. Inside feed to Giddey with a right-handed layup. It's 108-107 Bulls with 14.8 left. Timeout Bulls. My goodness. Gilgeous Alexander steps back, right elbow three on Levine. Ribby no. Pulled down by Javonte Green. And a foul on OKC with 1 second left.
That's a big-time rebound by Javonte Green right there. That's huge in a crowd to get it. OKC got a decent shot off, hand in the face, tough, but oof. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. This was way too close. In play in front, Muscala, open top side three, good. They're going to count that three, but it's too little as the Chicago Bulls with a 111-110 victory. Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win, and I can finally exhale. Wow. Bill.
I saw that movie.
It'll be really odd. Sean's our leader, and he's the guy that has been running the show around here. And so it'll be a lot different. It'll be a big challenge without him being there. But, you know, the real deal is he's prepared all of us for how we have to play the game. We know what's expected of us. Every single one of us, every coach, every player, everybody on staff knows exactly what's expected of us. And our job's to go out there Sunday and perform, and that's what we plan on doing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to hear the various coaching candidates, to look at people and wonder who's going to get what job and how are they going to line up for the Chicago Bears. You heard there, obviously, the end of the Bulls game. We're talking about that. The Bulls a winner despite. And then you heard Dennis Allen. The Bulls, courtesy of The Score, thank you for that. Dennis Allen on being the interim head coach when Sean Payton was in COVID-19 protocol in Week 15. He will be Zooming with the Bears today.
Zooming with the Bears. He's a head coaching candidate. First interview. There are guys in for their second interviews. They're scheduled to do that. They have scheduled second interviews with three general manager candidates. There's a lot going on, a lot of balls in the air at Hallis Hall. I don't know that Dennis Allen makes a lot of sense to me if you have already interviewed quote-unquote defensive head coaches or defensive-minded head coaches. You've got a lot of other choices. Maybe Dennis Allen is in play if Sean Payton leaves New Orleans. Maybe this is a favor. Who knows? But I think that you have to focus on today the fact that Ian Rappaport, I think it was reported last night, Elliot Wolf, Monty Ossenfort are invited back for second interviews for the general manager job.
And Ryan Poles.
And Ryan Poles is in town for his second interview. We know that because George McCaskey picked him up at O'Hare in jeans and a leather jacket.
Do you not have a jet to fly these guys to Milwaukee? No?
Well, you would think that. You would operate a little bit differently. You know, there's two ways to look at it, I suppose, trying to be fair here. Do you want to come across as this? No, I think you should send the private jet. There's only one way to look at it. Yeah, do it right. Do it first class. Showing up at O'Hare, maybe driving your own car in jeans and a leather jacket, is an unorthodox approach to corporate recruiting. Let's say that, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's a bit bizarre. But anyway, Ryan Poles, Monty Austinfort, and Elliot Wolf right now, the three general manager candidates who are scheduled to have second interviews. Is that – am I leaving anybody out? I don't think I am.
Not yet. I mean, we don't know if there – here's the thing. Like, when we talked to Big Z, you know, his thinking was two or three guys would get the next – you know, would be the finalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we got three finalists for each job, but they haven't finished all their interviews.
I think that list is going to be longer than we anticipated.
Okay.
And I think the head coaching list of finalists now is Jim Caldwell, Matt Eberflus, and Dan Quinn.
But maybe Leslie Frazier.
And maybe Leslie Frazier, according to another report earlier in the week, I guess it was Sunday night, about Leslie Frazier emerging as a name. That was Albert Breer, I believe.
But didn't Rappaport say Leslie Frazier could be added?
He did.
So I mean, I just
Let's say for the sake of the argument, four coaches who are.
So if you got four, are you trimming the four to two? I just don't know what it means is what I'm saying.
I don't think you need a third interview.
What if
I think
you get a fifth?
Well, then you're being very thorough, I suppose.
Is it happening this week, in your opinion?
I think they'll hire a general manager over the weekend, maybe Friday or Saturday. We'll hear a report that they're, you know, come to a decision. You can't drag it out longer than that.
Okay, so you got Ryan Poles in today.
Yep.
Then you got so today is Tuesday. Then you have a guy in Wednesday and a guy in Thursday. Are you having a guy? I mean, how do you handle?
They can wait until after Sunday's games.
Yeah,
they're not going
to
do it Sunday.
But I guess, are you trying to get? How are you going to handle if you're bringing in a coach for a second interview and a general manager for a second interview? Don't you need to give? Do you just give him half a day, or do you give him a whole day, or how do you? I mean, do you? Well, we'll start with him. Like, clearly he's here and he's staying overnight.
You know a lot about these guys already, though.
I got it.
You don't need that much time. You want them to make an impression. You want them to make the final pitch. You want them to, you know, basically sell themselves, and you want to get an impression of them. So I don't know that you need that much time. You could do two in one day. I don't know about the logistics, but I do think that a lot of this stuff, in my opinion, we tend to overstate its significance because, big picture, they're still headed in the right direction. They're still in the process of making seismic changes at Halas Hall. And as I referenced earlier, and I do believe this, you know, you look at the Colts and you look at the Bills and you look at the 49ers as three examples, their timetables and calendars were all screwed up for hiring their head coach, their general manager head coach combination, and their arranged marriage in the front office. So I think it can work. We have a lot of skepticism that it will because it's the Bears and George McCaskey. They've earned that.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that they won't find a combination that is suitable and actually very, you know, that you could get behind and see why they chose those two guys.
Yeah, I guess.
That still can happen.
Okay.
You're skeptical. You see,
I wonder, each day
you seem a little bit more skeptical.
Well, you know what? I'm trying hard not to be skeptical because I want to make sure that I am fair with whatever combination they come up with. And I want to make sure that I'm giving them every opportunity and I'm not prejudging things. It's just the Bears.
Right.
And so it's kind of be a little bit weird. It's a little out there, right?
I mean, I understand. Listen, it's unorthodox. George is quirky, and you don't want that to be one of the traits of this search. Is that, boy, that was a quirky search. Who says that when it works?
Nobody.
Okay, so when you see the owner, presumably the person who's perceived to be he's a chairman, but the way people view George McCaskey is, oh, that's the owner of the Bears. Oh, he's walking through O'Hare. He's got a leather jacket and jeans on. Who's with him? Oh, that's the general manager he wants to hire to lead this franchise into the next phase of winning. What are they doing here, Mom? Yeah, it's like, why is George McCaskey walking through O'Hare with Ryan Poles on a Monday night in January?
He's not walking through O'Hare. So, you know, you can't go meet the plane anymore. So it's like he's walking to the luggage area. He came in. Oh, yeah, I'll see you down by gate, 5F or whatever the hell it is. And I mean, it's just, what? I'm sorry. It's just kind of strange.
You think they met at baggage claim?
Well, I don't know how else you do it.
How could you have this happen?
Don't you have to do it that way? You're not allowed to go to the gate. You're not allowed to go. I mean,
listen, I don't know that I'm ever going to be in a
situation. You buy a ticket,
okay.
And then we've all done
we've
it.
We've all been there. I don't know that I ever want to be in a situation where I'm running and executing a job search where I run the risk of my number one candidate losing his luggage.
I got to tell you.
Because that was a possibility if you're waiting a baggage claim.
Do you remember when Dave McGinnis was hired?
Yeah, wait.
Okay, almost hired, kind of hired. So I was in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. And, you know, the Senior Bowl kind of wraps up, and then you've got a choice of get the hell out of there or go to the, I think it's like the Wednesday night seafood jubilee. And then, you know, you can still run into coaches and stuff. There's still, like, events going on. And that is a great place to, like, go and chit-chat with people and meet people. I always went to Mobile from the first time I was covering the NFL, and it's always been a lot of fun. So I ended up staying, and I ran into a bunch of people, and it was great, and we had a lot of fun. And then I get up in the morning, and I get to the airport for the first flight out. And it was a later in the day flight, whatever. I'm on the flight with Mac and Mark Hatley and like a couple of the other guys that are working there. So we all come off the flight, and you know they're obviously chatting and everything. And I know them all independently, but we know everyone that's there that Mac is going to be interviewing for the head coaching job.
Dave McGinnis.
McGinnis. And there is Mark Hatley. And so I'm standing there with them waiting for my luggage while they're kind of chit-chatting. And I said something like, hey, has the formal portion of the interview started yet? Something like that, which was like a lead weight. You know, it was just.
And they just looked at you like. Argh.
Well, everybody was kind of like, like it was so weird that a reporter is standing between the two guys.
That's very strange. That was also almost 25 years ago.
Yes.
And that underscores the point, Molly.
But now George is there at the airport in the luggage.
25 years later. And you're in a position where the other thing is how unorthodox this is that the best use of your chairman's time? Because it's not probably easy, as you pointed out, to get to O'Hare. Do you really want him picking people up at the airport? I don't know. Maybe we're making too much out of it. It's just strange. It's a strange image to have define your search for the next coach and general manager.
It's just weird. It's the Bears. It's just a little bit different.
You're a $4 billion corporation. Yeah. You have access to a private jet. You have an airport that's close enough to,
you know,
to
I remember
remove
when,
that.
Was it Greg Blash was getting, you know, they were going to bring him in as the defensive coordinator in Washington, and they sent the private jet to, you know, get him there. This is 20 years ago. And the Bears are out at O'Hare meeting a guy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird.
So let's answer or try to address quickly Dustin's question. Is there a combination that you think the Bears could sell? Is there one that you favor right now over the others, or is it too big?
If you had Morocco Brown, and I know he's not a finalist yet. I don't know if he will be. But he only interviewed yesterday. If you had Morocco and Matt Eberflus, at least they come from the same place, and so they presumably know each other and have the same philosophy.
I agree with that, and I would find that easy to except if I saw the Bears introducing those two in tandem, because they do have a relationship. They do. That would be a nod to symmetry and synergy, if you will, not to sound like Phil Emery. But I think that would also give you a little bit of confidence. Morocco Brown's a qualified guy, and I think the point yesterday, I think Bigsy made it, and we have talked about it. He's worked at organizations that have had their own share of dysfunction.
Sure.
So he's not going to be surprised by any he encounters here.
He's worked here. Well, so he knows
Bears, Washington, Cleveland.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's been to the sausage factory.
Yes, he knows
Yes, yes, he understands it's company business, and George wants to be on the floor.
That said, I don't know that they're going to, you know, lean only toward guys who have worked together, who come from the same sort of organization. They could mix and match and have their own version of football eHarmony, trying to, you know, make a match and find two guys that can work blissfully together. I don't know how well that would go. I don't know if I trust the guys making that decision. But I think they're really forcing us to keep an open mind here. And it's a struggle, to be honest. But I'm trying.
I just love, though, that we have texters. One guy saying, it's a smoke screen. So they didn't actually pick him up at the airport, or they just pretended to in order to hide the real candidate. And another guy says, did George possibly pick him up at the Signature Flight Services Terminal? That's private jet terminal. They were at United Airlines, right? They were spotted, and there's video of them
video.
Walking through.
Yeah.
They're in the bloody airport. There's
right.
no private jet involved.
No.
They flew the guy in. I believe they
commercial.
Picked up the ticket. I don't know if he had. Maybe he had enough miles to upgrade. No, I'm sure
they
got him a nice
ticket.
Did they
buy the soft pretzel? I don't know who paid for that. I can't tell you about that. How about Dustin? What do you think about this? That's why the list is so bad. You want guys on that list that command and deserve a private jet. That's Dustin.
Yeah.
I mean, not my guy, but David's guy, Jim Harbaugh. I mean, is Jim Harbaugh getting picked up at the airport?
Well,
no.
That would be a story, buddy. If it was Jim Harbaugh walking through the airport,
you're exactly right,
George.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, but he probably has access to his own.
To his own?
Okay. All right. Mean, would you ever see Jerry Jones at whatever the multiplex airport is down in Dallas? I'm sure you guys know you've flown out of there a million times between the two. Yeah.
Jerry Jones is walking through DFW.
When's the last time Jerry Jones was at DFW?
No.
Jerry
right?
Jones would have brought his yacht in through the Great Lakes and picked him up in his yacht.
Are you kidding me? That's a great comparison. There's no way.
No shot.
All right.
Oh, boy.
And that's the problem. That's
not a problem. It's not a problem.
It's why Bears fans can't get excited. It
man
doesn't
of the
mean
people.
It's wrong.
Man of the people.
All right.
It could be a problem. They don't understand optics. This is what it goes back to. The
there
Bears may make the right decision, but they will send the wrong message. Okay? That's what this is about. It's all about messaging. It's all about imaging. It's all about optics, and the Bears stink at that.
Oh, my God. The Pick 6 is next. Smalley and Haw on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Last season, the Eastern Conference's seventh seed, the Celtics, fell into the play-in round with a .500 record. With 36 games left in the season, as tough as the last couple of weeks have been, how concerned are you that the 29-17 Bulls are going to finish out in the top six and fall into the playoff round?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, you look at where the Bulls are at right now, and they are only a few games away from being in that position, right? So, you know, they are, I believe, 2.5 games ahead of the 76ers, who are in the sixth position right now. They are 4 games ahead of the Hornets. They are 6.5 games ahead of the Celtics and the Raptors. I'm telling you, it's great that you're at the top of the Eastern Conference and you're hanging in there, and God bless you. But you put together another stretch like you just had, and I would imagine they're capable of putting together another stretch like they just had. And guess what? They're on the outside looking in. You know, it is conceivable to me that they could be down around the 8th or 9th seed and have to fight their rear ends off just to get to a play-in game. I mean, that's how bunched up the Eastern Conference is right now. It is really not beyond the pale to think that they could be in serious trouble and need to put together a series of wins if this continues. What are they, 29? They almost have 30 wins, but they could be in trouble.
They could be. Look, the Celtics and the Raptors are down there. The Hornets, I don't know that they're going to be as good as the Bulls. The Bulls need to get whole. It's going to be a while before we can say they are. They're going to miss Lonzo Ball. They're going to miss Alex Caruso. But I do think they have enough to stay away from those kind of free falls like we've seen. They went into last night having lost 7-9. Nice bounce back last night. They survived the fourth quarter. Not an impressive victory, an ugly one, but they'll take it because they were without DeRozan. At 29-17, they've got 36 games left. If they go 21-15, they win 50. If they're .500, they win 47 games. You can do the math. They have to stay ahead of teams like the Sixers and the Cavs. Cavaliers are really going to – the surprise in the East, probably more surprising than the Bulls. Sixers, depending on their health, you wonder about them. But there are nothing's going to come easily. But I do think they can avoid the play-in game. They can be consistent. And if they're playing for something, and that is the carrot that is dangled in front of them, I do think they will be good enough to stay out of the play-in game and be one of the top six teams in the East.
Pick six. Out of house call for Roquan Smith.
What's your best guess why 67-year-old Jim Caldwell, who hasn't been a head coach since 2017, is a finalist scheduled for a second interview for the Bears head coaching job? Should there be anybody in Chicago besides maybe Tony La Russa excited about this development?
I think that you, as we said earlier, wouldn't envision a 67-year-old to be paired with a 22-year-old quarterback and to be the coach for the next 5 to 7 years of his growth and development if he is indeed your franchise quarterback. That said, I think the Bears are seeking stability. I think they're seeking something that would be predictable about the offensive path that Justin Fields would go on. They trust Jim Caldwell because Bill Polian hired him before and had success with him. And also he's getting advice from Tony Dungy, I think, is in everybody's ear at Halas Hall. And Tony Dungy is a big Jim Caldwell guy. Jim Caldwell is a respectable, professional head football coach. He would be a guy that isn't going to excite anybody, but he would probably be very competent. I think the Bears are looking for exciting, or the Bears fans certainly are looking for exciting. Jim Caldwell would be here because of the consistency he would offer. You wouldn't be maybe scratching your head on 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 and wondering what the heck is he doing as often as we have the last 4 years. I still think they could do better. But Jim Caldwell is somebody that would be probably more popular in league circles than it would be with the fan base.
Man, this is hard because, you know, I wonder if his age could be a plus. And by that, I mean, let's say they hire the 36-year-old Ryan Poles and they put him with a 67-year-old Jim Caldwell. He's old enough to be his father. They have this, he can have this kind of avuncular relationship as he helps him grow and mature into his role as a general manager while also being kind of the grandfather to Justin Fields, right?
Wasn't that the plan with Fox and Pace?
Listen, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to work. I'm saying the thinking might be something along those lines. So I have no idea what the hell the Bears are doing until when they give us the final list. I will happily sit there and say, okay, now I get it. Or I'll say, oh boy, here we go. But either way, it's got to be an upgrade, right? You got to have that attitude that it's going to be better than, well, we collaborate. You got to be better than that.
Do you think we haven't gotten the final list yet because of all the cancellations at O'Hare?
A pick six of 100 yards!
Bad weather has kept the hiring somewhat.
What do you think of Robbie Gould saying this?
My ultimate goal is to be a Hall of Famer and to win a Super Bowl. And I have a lot left to be able to accomplish that.
The 39-year-old Gould has played 17 years for three different teams and is the Bears' all-time leading scorer. Considering only four kickers, including just two who were only kickers, Morton Anderson and Jan Stundrid, how realistic is the Hall of
Jan
Fame?
Jan
Stederud. Let me put some respect on the man's name. Jan Stederud. How realistic is the Hall of Fame for Mr. Gould?
I love he puts some respect on his name. That's beautiful. I don't think it's realistic at all. I don't think kickers get into the Hall of Fame. And I think that Robbie has had a great career, and it's been extraordinary when you consider that he came into the league as he was in camp with the New England Patriots. They cut him, and then the Bears were going, there were a desperate need for a kicker, and they looked at different guys that had been cut in camps, and they brought him in for a kickoff. And I don't mean like the kickoff. I mean, there were a bunch of kickers up at Halas Hall, and he proved to be the best one. And it turns out that they had changed this, you know, he had taken fewer steps, or he was taking more steps, and they shortened it, and he became a really good kicker here, became a Pro Bowl kicker. But it is really difficult to get into the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
George Blanda and Lou Garza Lou Groza was like a center, a defensive, yeah.
Back in the
lineman,
day.
Tackle.
Back in
George
the day.
Allen was a, or George Blanda was a quarterback.
Yeah.
So those guys get in, and George Blanda played like how long till he was like in his 50s or something? It's crazy. And we lost George Blanda, and he played for the Bears at one point. I just think that it's really hard to get in as a kicker. You're more likely to get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, which is an unlikely turn of events, than you are to be in the Hall of Fame as a kicker. God bless Robbie.
Did Robbie Gould win the kicking competition at a brewery? Was that what he did?
Was that after Cody Parkey?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I get my Bears kicking competitions confused. Robbie Gould is as confident as they come, and he should be aspiring to be in the Hall of Fame. We know that's part of his goal. He wants to win a Super Bowl as well. The only way I think he gets in is if he kicks a game winner in a Super Bowl, something that leaves an indelible mark as indelible as the one he left in Chicago on Saturday night by making sure the Packers season was over. I don't think it's realistic. I admire him for having these goals. Justin Tucker is probably the active kicker with the best chance of getting in the Hall of Fame just because of his age and maybe his record. He's already been a five-time All-Pro pick, Justin Tucker has. Robbie has done a lot of great things in his career, and he's got a lot of ahead of him. I wouldn't be surprised if he kicks another 5 years, but before he goes in, Adam Vinatieri's got to go in, doesn't he? So that may be the next kicker that goes in. If he gets in, maybe Robbie's got a chance, but he's got to win a Super Bowl, I think, to do that.
Pick six!
This portion of the Pick Six is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves continue to be leaders on the ice and in the Chicagoland community. The Wolves will be providing complimentary tickets to all medical professionals for this Wednesday's Healthcare Heroes game. If you are a medical professional, go to ChicagoWolves.com to receive your complimentary tickets. Do you believe Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers resolved whatever issues they had before last season? Will the player force a trade, return to Green Bay, or contemplate retirement? Or will this be a lingering issue, or will it unfold fairly quickly?
No reason to believe they've solved anything. I don't know that as much as they wanted to sound optimistic yesterday, Matt LaFleur and everyone else, about Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it sounded like it was something that was fixed. Maybe the relationship has been repaired, but it's the off season. This is going to drag on, I believe. Now, Aaron Rodgers said he wants to get things taken care of before free agency. That's going to come quicker than you think this year because the Super Bowl moved back a week. Maybe everything will be accelerated, but I think he's done. I wouldn't be surprised. This is a different off season. Last year, I thought it made no sense for them to part company the way their season ended, that they had made, you know, one last dance, if you will, last run toward the Super Bowl made a lot of sense, but I think the situation is much different now. I'm not sure that his playoff record, I'm not sure the way the season ended makes it make sense for to bring him back. They could hit reset very easily right now and get a lot for him in a trade. I think he's more likely to be traded than return to Green Bay.
Yeah, you know, I think they reached kind of a detente, and they, you know, the hostility ceased a little bit, right? And it seemed like, you know, I don't know, the Eastern Bloc that is Green Bay, frozen tundra, there was some sort of a cooling, and I don't know that means they're bound to be together. The one that I like in here is retirement. What if the guy suddenly retired? That is not beyond the pale either, because he's kind of, you know, who knows? But he will take his time. He said he would let everybody know fairly soon. He said that he would let you know before the free agency period. So that's nice of him to do that. But, you know, who knows? I am so – Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they're on the back burner for me now, but it's like this delightful little memory. It just makes me chuckle and laugh and smile when I think of them, and I'll let it go that direction for, you know, another month or so.
Can you believe this? Pick six!
Are you impressed with the LA Rams' remarkable list of veteran acquisitions, which includes their starting quarterback, Matthew Stafford, top cornerback, Jalen Ramsey, starting pass rusher, Von Miller, starting guard, Austin Corbett, and second running back, Sony Michel? If they win the Super Bowl, do you expect an all-in push from anyone other than Green Bay?
I think it's what you do. I think, you know, again, the beauty of what the Rams have done is they have pushed all their chips in, and they're going for it right now, and they don't care about the future, and they're trying to win. If that works, there are going to be a lot of fans and a lot of cities that want their team to do the same thing, that are going to say, hey, pushing all your chips, why aren't you trying harder? Why don't you figure this out? You know, Green Bay doesn't do that, I understand, but everybody else might well jump on board that bandwagon. It is a copycat league. If the Rams end up winning a Super Bowl because Von Miller is sacking the quarterback and Jalen Ramsey has a pick and maybe you actually get a couple touchdowns out of Matthew Stafford, I think that's going to turn into a sort of popular idea in different among the fans more so than the guys in management. But it's an interesting idea because they really have gone all in.
Well, the Rams copied the Bucs, though. I think that's where it started, because the Bucs got the quarterback and Tom Brady and everybody else that followed. They won a Super Bowl. So the Rams, they react to last season, the offseason, and they go get Matthew Stafford. And that's where their mission started. Now, maybe you go back to Jalen Ramsey, but that was – I think one of those things, once you got Matthew Stafford, you were all in, and you started to form your roster according to the win-now mentality that Les Snead took, and you go out and you get Von Miller, you get OBJ, you get players that may be difficult to fit under your cap and maybe leave you all sorts of headaches, but if you win the Super Bowl, you know what? Nobody cares because you won the Super Bowl, and they're all in for now. It started with Matthew Stafford. That's why I think this is different. It's more like an NBA approach because they're having the super team, putting all of these Pro Bowl type players on the same roster. And right now it's hard to see them not getting to the Super Bowl. I think that will motivate and spur a lot of other teams to take that approach, but it all starts with the quarterback. So look at Russell Wilson. You look at Aaron Rodgers. You look at the guys who could be on the move to make that sort of impact that Matthew Stafford has had on the Rams.
That is a pick six.
In a face-to-face meeting Monday, the MLB Players Union made two major concessions on service time before free agency and revenue sharing, considered a promising sign, so was scheduling another meeting today. What did that news do to your optimism about baseball's work stoppage?
Gave me a lot of it. And one another positive headline, the face-to-face today. The concessions on service time and revenue sharing are big. The rest of the stuff will fall into place. We can talk about the DH and the expanded playoffs. I think in the pitch clock, those are minor issues compared to the major hurdles that were cleared beginning yesterday. Today could be another step in the right direction.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm shot out of a cannon about it. I really want baseball to resolve this stuff, and I want to get back to the second base search. That's really what I want on my mind. I think that one to two sides are sitting there talking. They should figure out a second baseman for the White Sox, along with the many things they got to work through, revenue sharing. By the way, we're going to send whomever it may be to Chicago to secure a championship.
Oscar Colas here yet?
Oscar Colas.
They announced it yet?
No, they haven't announced it yet. He's signed some tax issue.
Yeah, at some point.
Some tax problem down in the Dominican, I hope.
It's tax season, by the way.
Oh, boy. Maybe they're just waiting for that. Mullion Haw, 312-644-6767. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I mean, I tell all our guys this. I want people to understand the work that is being done and who's doing the work. Like, I just fold the tacos, man. They fill it. I just fold it. And I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. And I want people to know the work they do.
That's Chris Ballard. And that is the Colts podcast with Lara Overton, and he's talking about the guys in the draft room now being candidates, like Morocco Brown, who was in yesterday, Zoomed yesterday with the Bears, and they had previously had Ed Dodds.
He took himself out of the equation, yeah, because he might be a candidate in Las Vegas.
Well, because he didn't like what he heard, or why else would you pull out?
Because he might be more inclined to go to Vegas, where he might know something. He's got a good reputation. He's a former scout of the Raiders. Yep. I don't know that to be the case, but also he might have been turned off by the fact that maybe he knew he didn't interview well the first go around, and there are a lot of people being interviewed for this job. Morocco Brown being one of them yesterday was a big day at Halas Hall in terms of Zoom. Morocco Brown from the Colts was interviewed, along with Omar Khan from the Steelers, two very qualified candidates, Molly. I think Morocco Brown makes a lot of sense. You can make a lot of people make a lot of sense. There's some qualified individuals up for this role. It's just a matter of mixing and matching. What do you have the right combination for? What are you looking for? Do you know what you're looking for?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't like that. I don't like that it's a matter of mixing and matching. I think you should hire a GM and then let him sit in on the final decision of the coach. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he's like, hey, I got a guy. I mean, I'm just
I understand that. But counter my point then when I referenced the 49ers, for example.
Yes.
John Lynch was hired, frankly, as an experiment, right? He was a first-time GM, and he was hired in January of 2017. Mm-hmm. He did not know Kyle Shanahan well enough to where you could see them having the kind of relationship and effectiveness that they have had together. They were an arranged football marriage. John Lynch was in the Fox booth complimenting Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator of the Falcons. Kyle Shanahan heard about it from his family, called John Lynch to thank him. They struck up a relationship, and next thing you know, John Lynch is a GM. He interviews Kyle Shanahan for the job. They work together, and boom. The last 5 years have been pretty successful in San Francisco.
You know how I feel about...
I know you do. That's why I'm using that as an example.
But my point is that Kyle Shanahan was this up-and-coming star in the making, you know, arrow-rising coordinator who was headed to a head coaching gig somewhere. Mm-hmm. That was going to happen for him.
Right.
The fact that the Niners hired him, he was a very hot candidate. It wasn't like they just I get it.
I know he interviewed with the Rams at the time. He interviewed with another team at the time.
And the other thing is, he's a legacy in San Francisco. His old man coached there. He grew up around that team. He knows it was.
But he had never worked with Lynch before.
I totally get that. But he was, you know, I understand what you're saying. But it's not like I look at this list of the finalists that he doesn't exist in that list.
I understand why you'd say that. Kyle Shanahan is a Shanahan, so he's an NFL and, royalty. But what about what
but he
about,
was also like a stud coordinator who was a star who was brought. It's a different type of hire. I'm just being honest
for the sake
about
of argument,
it.
Molly. Matt Eberflus is not the star that Kyle Shanahan was, but he is a well-respected coordinator who has interviewed with two head coaching
positions. All these guys are well-respected, but they're not the. They're not the young, you know, straight to the top. This is not hiring Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. It's a different type. It's a different type. And he grew up at the feet of his old man, who was the great offensive guy.
I know why you say that because of Shanahan, but I don't know that I totally agree with that because I think that
these are different candidates than the Bears are.
But we thought that Matt Nagy was a hot candidate. We thought that Matt Nagy was a hot candidate.
But he was a hot
how did that turn out? So I guess you never quite know, and that's why I think when you look at this as, well, you're in a category, we're going to put people in a box, and we're going to define them by hot coordinator, NFL retread, guy in a second. I think the Bears are trying to look at this. And
can I say one other thing? I just can't let it go. Okay. I can't let this go. Matt Nagy was nowhere near as accomplished as Kyle Shanahan. Matt Nagy had been calling plays for half a year.
You're going back to the qualifications. I'm talking about how people work together.
Okay.
That's how this whole thing started. You're talking about mixing and matching. And my point was that you can find people. Of course, he's a qualified offensive coordinator. That's hopefully everybody in this mix is qualified. But the question was, how are these guys who have never worked together going to work together? And my point is, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch didn't know how they would work together.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm saying that it's kind of weird that you're hiring individuals on two separate tracks and then you're going to lump them together. I think you'd be better off getting one hire done. Let me ask you this. If indeed, you know, the Giants end up hiring the hot candidate in Brian Daboll and they've got the general manager that worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
does
that combination make more sense than kind of putting two guys together and hoping it works out?
In theory, absolutely it does. You would definitely want the symmetry of guys who know what it's like to go to work together. But again, that's why the Morocco Brown and Matt Eberflus combination in Chicago would be easier to sell because of that.
But David, I mean, if you hire your coach and then you hire your GM, who's the more powerful figure in the building?
Your general manager should be.
Well, I don't think it's going to be. I don't know. I don't know. But
but it depends on
who
your head
coach is. I'm not as excited about that. That's why I keep saying let's wait and see what the combination is. But I don't like this idea that there's going to be no connection or there's not going to be any kind of.
And I guess I'm just saying that doesn't concern me as much as it does
Lynch
some other
Shanahan
people.
Shanahan hired at the same time.
2 weeks apart.
Okay.
2 weeks apart.
And was one guy involved and the other guy, did they know? I mean, they knew each other because
they didn't
that.
Really know each other. That's what I'm saying is that they knew each other kind of different degrees of separation. They had never worked together before. They had a familiarity, but it wasn't as if, you know, they hired John Lynch and then they hired Kyle Shanahan after the Super Bowl because of his availability. Now, maybe that is, and no two situations are alike. I use the Bills reference. That's a pretty good organization. Brandon Bean was hired after the draft, 5 months after Sean McDermott was on the job. So
who's the more powerful figure?
In Buffalo?
When you think of Buffalo.
Well, you think of Sean McDermott because the coach is front and center. But Brandon Bean is a guy that has had a pretty good run there as well.
That's
so you can't really, I think, be fair to Brandon Bean by saying that Sean McDermott is the most powerful guy in that organization.
Okay,
if they had
a fight, who would you keep? Let's just say there was some kind of a battle between.
You had to pick one or the other?
Yes.
That's a really good question. I would have to study it more.
Steelers have always picked the coach, and it's worked.
They haven't had a lot of dysfunction to deal
with. They've had a little over the years. They had to deal with it. They did choose Bill Cowher at one point. There was some, you know, argument.
I'm pushing back at the idea that I'm not declaring this a disaster area before they name a coach or a general manager. I'm going to wait a little bit to jump to my conclusion.
That's how I began the conversation. But I'm also not going to be forced into liking whatever they come up with because it's the Bears. I don't know. I mean, am I skeptical? You said you think I'm growing increasingly skeptical. A little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to. I said that earlier. I'm trying to remind myself that I got to see what it looks like before I make a decision. All right. We've got to get to Biggs time. Brett Biggs will join us next. The Tribune football man, Mullion Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.